Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. If we didn't say that enough, right? I hope you, if you were able to join us last night for Christmas Eve service, I hope you enjoyed it. We actually ran out of candles last night, so that's a good problem to have, right? I'm just going to do some maneuverability. There we go. That's good. Actually, can all the kids come up? Can we have the children come up here and sit on the steps? Go up here and sit right on the steps. Right on the steps, right there. Go up there and sit on the steps next to sis. Go up there. I need your help this morning. Can you go up there? So when Bradley and I were talking about Christmas morning and what we would do for Christmas, we're like, man, we've told the Christmas story about 3,000 times this Christmas season, and the children did a Christmas play, and we told it, you know, just throughout the season. What are we going to do? And so I was like, well, let me brainstorm. Let me think about it in my mind, and that can be scary. This is what I came up with, and kids, I figured, you know, every year we do kids programs, right? We always have kids get on stage and act out stuff. Wouldn't it be cool if we got some adults on stage to act stuff out? Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? That'd be really fun. Now, here's the thing. This is only going to work if you guys participate, right? That's the only way this is going to work, and so what we're going to do is we're going to pick our cast for the Christmas story play from these fine groups of people. Isn't that fun? That's a fun thing to do, right? And so if you were here last Sunday, we did the kids' Christmas play, and we're kind of going to go right through exactly what the kids did. So if you were here, you got kind of a leg up on everybody else. And the first character we need is a narrator. And I was thinking, well, I could let you guys pick out a narrator, and we could just pick out somebody. But then I got to thinking, Bill Priest always does all the announcing for everything. He has the radio voice, right? Wouldn't you guys like to hear Bill read through the Christmas story? Yeah, come on up, Bill. Yeah, this is going to be good. Here's your script. We're going to sit you right over here. You might want to read through it so you know what you're reading. If you've never read the Christmas story before, I'm sure you have.
Narrator. Oh, I'm not supposed to read.
You don't read out loud. Right. Okay, here we go. All right, now we need a Joseph and Mary. Quinn and Peyton, why don't you guys go pick out a Joseph and a Mary? We need a Joseph and Mary. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're good, Joseph and Mary. Oh yeah, Grandpa and Grandma. They're actually supposed to be young and good-looking, but we'll let this slide for today. We'll let this one slide.
Oh.
Yeah. Here, I'll just give you guys one script. You guys can look. Let's park you guys over here. We need three shepherds. Brogan and Riley, can you go get three shepherds? Three shepherds. Wait, nope, Ryan, Brogan's got somebody. Go, Brogan. Who are you picking? You're just going grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads. We gotta get other people up here besides grandpas and grandmas and mom and dad. Pick one more, Brogan. Go pick somebody else. Go pick Scott. Scott's right over there. Get Scott up there. Right there, Scott. Come on, Scott. Come on. She picked you. I just pushed her a little bit that way. This one's very important. A very important rule. You guys got this, okay? You too, Micah and Amaya. We need two sheep. Make sure, before you pick them, make sure. Here, whoa, hold on. Here we go. Make sure they can baa, all right? Here you go. Go find two sheep. Try them out. Make them do some tryouts with some baas and stuff. Make sure they're good, all right? Go ahead. Come on, I got prime rib cooking in the oven. I ain't got all day. Tim's already told me he's heading on out here. Hey, Tim would be a good one.
You want a bah? Bah. Bah.
All right, Lynn, let's go.
Do you want to go get Earl? Let's go see if Earl can bah. Go back here.
Oh, yeah. Earl would be a good sheep. He would definitely be my choice.
Bah.
Yeah. That's a good sheep right there. All right. Good job. You guys, we need one angel. Can you help him pick out an angel? Can you go pick out one angel? Go pick out one angel for me. Work together. Get an angel. Good angel. You want Judy? All right. You want to come up and be an angel? No? She don't want to do it. Pick another angel. Bradley, oh. Brooke? You want Brooke? All right, we got an angel. All right. Now, we need three heavenly hosts. We need some, so can you guys each go pick a person? One person each to be part of the angel choir. Trevor's an angel? Whoa. And Josh is an angel? We got some serious things going on. All right, kids, I need you to sit in the front row. Let me get my stuff out of here. Got that mic back. All right. So if you were here for the kids' play, we know the shepherd's kind of laid around up here. So we need some laying around, watching the stars up in this area. The angels were parked. The angel and the heavenly host were parked back here. Back by that door. You're an angel here. Wait, you're the heavenly host? Sheep, we need sheep up here behind the shepherds. You got your script. Anybody else need a script? Sheep, you need a script to know what you're doing? Okay. All right. So this is the Christmas story via the adults, but it would just be too easy to read through it normal, right? I always think sometimes we need to dress things up a bit. So how about we try the Christmas story via the adults via a country western version? That sounds good, right? So Bill, you gotta get your best country western version accent going on, all right? Actors. Yeah? Hey, this is a melodrama, so when he's reading, you have to do what he says. Even if he goes off script, you gotta do it, all right? All right, ready? All right, let's roll it and see how this goes. This could be very interesting. Go ahead, Bill, take her away.
How y'all doing? We here are gonna go back to those days that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. And everyone went down to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth, that's in Galilee, for those of you who don't remember, and he went up to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. Now he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a little one. Now, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth. That's an awful quiet baby. She gave birth to their firstborn, who was a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available to them at the Holiday Inn, which is down the road. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. They were pretty weak sheep, actually. They should baa a lot louder than that, don't you think? Goodness. Then, while those shepherds were out there living in the flocks, watching their sheep at night, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. I said the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They won't get any wool from no sheep this year. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people and little children too." This is where the shepherds peek out from under their blankets and stare at wonder at the angel. They apparently didn't get sheets to tell them what they're supposed to do. We'll give them a little direction there. All right, so today, this is the angel speaking. Today, this is your part. Well, all right, what page am I on? There's no numbers on here. You're just going to have to follow along. Apparently, we didn't get the sharpest angel of the bunch here. It's okay, don't worry. You can just mouth the words. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. It's not a sheep. No, this is somebody else. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to y'all. Y'all will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. If there are other angels, I'll enter and stand. No, there aren't any, so we'll just have to do it with one. Oh, you all are there? All right. Well, your part is you're supposed to enter and stand with your arms spread out. Pretty weak entering here. You got another one clear over here. You got to get closer. These shepherds, I don't know about them. Suddenly, a great company, the heavenly host, appeared with that angel, praising God and saying, "That's one sheep that's going to the temple first next day." The angel and the heavenly host all said together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Thank you, angels. Your part is now done. When the angels had finally taken the hint and left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, this is the place where all the shepherds stand and huddle together as if they're whispering. You can take that little lamb with you, that's okay. They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off, kind of, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After a moment, the shepherds turned and walked back the way they came, shaking their heads in wonder. Not disbelief, wonder. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this little baby.
The Savior.
They eventually catch on, don't they? This is your part now coming up. Are you ready? And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. I'm just going to say the sheep are doing a much better job. I don't think much amazes these people again. Let's try this again. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. And Mary places both hands over her heart. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds can sit back down now, because I'm sure it's been hard standing. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. Now y'all can stand. I said y'all can stand. I can see why they worked with kids first. And you can take a bow.
Whoa. Hold on. We're not done that easy. They did a good job. But this is kind of for the kids, too. So why don't we try it again, but with a Disney musical kind of theme. Let's dress this up a little bit. Yeah, come on. One more time. Let's go. Don't give me the death look. Get up there. You got picked. I didn't pick you. One more time. Go back to your spots. You guys like Disney musicals, right? Frozen and stuff? All right. One more time.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Apparently they did let it go. All right. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. There's an angel of the Lord appearing to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and again they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Stop! Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. For today, in the town of David. A Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. He will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, spreading their arms and praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." Then the angels left. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another as they stood and huddled together, whispering, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they, even with a few wayward sheep, hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they came back to the fields and spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Really? That's the best you can do, huh? It's Christmas morning. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Good job. Wait. No, I'm just joking. Good job. Did they do a good job, kids? They didn't? Yeah, they did. They did a great job. Here's the thing. Sometimes this story, sometimes we try and dress things up, but this story, it doesn't need dressed up. This story is perfect just how it is. Let me read it again. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the house of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. We don't need to dress that story up. That story is perfect just how it is. It was one perfect gift given to all mankind. Jesus would be born to eventually die for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And that's why we celebrate what we celebrate this Christmas season. And I thought it would just be a lot of fun to have some adults come up here and make fools of themselves and we could laugh at them. But eventually, we don't need to dress up anything. We don't need to do different versions of anything. That's perfect just how it reads. So this day as we leave here and you go spend time with your friends and family, remember that perfect story. Remember what Christ did, what God did for us, is sending his son to die down to the earth to eventually die for us for the forgiveness of our sins. I pray that you have a fantastic rest of your holiday season, and we'll see you back here next week. I'm going to pray for us, and then the worship team is going to lead us in a song, and then we'll be done. Father God, we just thank you once again for allowing us to come to church and have fun, to laugh, but to ultimately realize that this story is perfect just how it reads. We don't need to dress it up with a country western theme or a Disney theme or whatever theme. Father, it is perfect just the way it reads. And so, Father, we thank you for sending your son as a perfect gift for us. And I thank you that we're allowed to gather here on Christmas morning to remember that gift once again. Father, we just love you and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.